From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi says authorities have now raised the death toll to at least 150 after a powerful earthquake in a mountainous region of Italy overnight. The quake, which struck just before dawn, flattened buildings and left at least 1,500 people injured and an unknown number believed to be still pinned beneath debris. Reporter Christine Spolar is in the town of L'Aquila and says many are homeless.
Most people are talking about that they were shook out of their beds and out of their homes. I talked to a group of young students from Israel who are medical students here, and they had been studying into the night and had just finished studying when the earthquake hit. One young man was walking home and saw the road buckle up and down in front of him, as he said, and his own roommate, as he got to his home, jumped out the front balcony. It was one story up. He said now he doesn't know where to go, and that's the dilemma of many of these people out in the field and in L'Aquila. There are thousands of people without homes right now.
Reporter Christine Spolar, the earthquake, the deadliest in the country in nearly three decades, was a magnitude 6.3, was centered some 70 miles to the northeast of Rome. Saying the U.S. is not and will never be at war with Islam, President Obama today told Turkish lawmakers America is intent on rebuilding a partnership with Turkey on a range of issues. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
Appearing before lawmakers in Ankara, President Obama raised the question many pundits have posed. By including this majority Muslim state in his European trip, is he trying to send a message to the world? Mr. Obama said the answer is yes. He praised Turkey's secular and increasingly democratic political system, reiterated his support for Turkey's goal of EU membership, and called Turkey a crucial ally in the Caucasus, the Middle East, and elsewhere. On the touchy issue of the World War I Armenian genocide, a term Turkey adamantly rejects, Obama did not use the word genocide, as he did during the campaign. Instead, he focused on recent progress in talks between Turkey and Armenia. The president also portrayed the U.S. and Turkey as united in the fight against terrorism, including the Kurdish PKK separatists that have troubled southern Turkey. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Officials at both the state and federal level are vowing to crack down on third parties who prey on borrowers who have gotten into trouble with their home loans. Officials say in some cases the fraudulent firms charge borrowers upfront fees of anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 while promising to help them modify their home loans. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said today they will seek to halt such scams.
We will shut down fraudulent companies more quickly than before. We will target companies that otherwise would have gone unnoticed under the radar. And we will aggressively pursue individuals involved in mortgage rescue scams.
Government experts note help is available to homeowners behind on their mortgages for free from government-approved counselors. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 41 points. The Nasdaq slid 15 points. This is NPR. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said today the administration is considering deep cuts to some major weapons programs, including the F-22 fighter, as the Pentagon takes a hard look at spending. Gates listed an end to production of the fighter jets, which go for $140 million apiece, along with the cancellation of a new presidential helicopter, as areas where the military is looking to scale back. Gates also said his proposed Pentagon budget will profoundly reform the way the Pentagon buys weapons and conducts its business. An annual report on the airline industry is out today, and it shows Hawaiian Airlines leads all domestic carriers in performance. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
2007 was the worst year in a decade for customer satisfaction, but the airline industry bounced back last year. Fewer people flew, but they were treated better, arrived on time more often, and still had most of their luggage after a flight. The downside? Fewer flights, prices went up, and some airlines began charging extra for any luggage. Behind Hawaiian Airlines in customer satisfaction were AirTran and JetBlue, which had the lowest rate of denied boardings for the second year in a row. AirTran did the best job of keeping track of luggage. American Eagle did the worst. Southwest Airlines had the fewest complaints. The study, based on government statistics, ranked 17 airlines. Legacy carriers, American, Continental, Delta, and United, ranked in the middle, with regional carriers toward the bottom. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
AT&T and its largest unions are continuing to negotiate with contracts covering tens of thousands of workers expiring over the weekend. Under discussion are five contracts covering between 8 and 90,000 workers at the giant telecommunications company. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.